الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن سيدنا مولانا محمد عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد الفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا عباد الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين All praises and worthy of worship is due solely for Allah, the originator, the sustainer of the seven heavens and the earth. Allah has favored us much more than the nations in the past. On the day of Qiyamah, there will be 120 serfs, out of which 80 serfs will be occupied by us, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And although we are the last of nations, ummah to be created, but on the day of Qiyamah, we will be first to enter Jannat. And how much of space will we occupy in Jannat? From the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, till Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, all those brought iman on Allah, worshipped Allah, adhered and obeyed the respective prophets, they will enter Jannat and they will occupy half of Jannat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Inni arju an takunu nisfay ahli al-jannah. I have hope that you will occupy half of Jannat. For the nations in the past, they could only perform the namazes at the place of worship. And as for us, if we are on a journey and the time of namaz has approached, then we look for a suitable place to stop our cars and we perform our namazes without causing any disturbance to anyone. And for the nations in the past, if they committed a sin, then the following morning the sin was written in front of the door. Allah, through His grace and mercy, favored us. Allah concealed our sins. Allah blessed us with the gift of Tawbah. On the day of Qiyamah, a believer will be brought very close. He will be covered with a sheet of mercy. Allah will then say to him, أَتَعْرِفُ ذَنْبَ كَذَا? Did you commit this sin? The believer will say, أَعْرِف, he will accept, he will agree, he will confess. Allah will then say to him, أَتَعْرِفُ ذَنْبَ كَذَا? Did you commit this sin? Again, the believer will confess, he will agree. Each time when he will be questioned, he will agree. He'll be gripped with fear. What's going to happen next? Allah will say to him, Inni qad satartuka alayka fi dunya. I conceal your sin on the earth. Today as well, I've concealed your sins. And I've replaced your sins with rewards. So this believer, when he will see and notice how kind, how merciful, how compassionate Allah is, he will say, but oh Allah, I haven't still seen my major sins that are committed. Allah will laugh because he's wanting more rewards. Yes, indeed. Allah has created 100 mercy. and one mercy Allah sent on the earth, through which parents love the children, animals love the young ones. A horse, when she notices, when she sees her foal, her young one, is beneath her, she will lift her leg up. She will not leave her leg down, fearing my young one will get hurt. This feeling, this love, which is in the mother's heart, it's the effect of the one mercy Allah sent on the earth. And the other 99 mercy will be reserved for on the day of Qiyamah. The magnitude, the level of Allah's mercy on the day of Qiyamah will be of such height. The scholars have written, Shaitan will also hope of Allah's mercy. Irhamu man fil ard, irhamukum man fil sama. Show mercy to the creation on the earth, the one above you, Allah will show mercy to you. And we all know the famous incident regarding the adulteress. When she saw a thirsty dog, she felt pity, she felt sorry for the dog. She filled her moza, leather socks with water, tilted it, allowing the thirsty dog to quench his thirst. This act of hers was so much loved by Allah, Allah forgave her. It may seem insignificant, it may seem small, but in the eyes of Allah, very much beloved. Like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, regarding a person from the Bani Israel, he merely broke a branch or chopped a branch because it was causing disturbance, taklif to people that were walking to and fro. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Oh Allah, on what basis, due to which reason you chose me and you selected me as a prophet?" Allah said, "Oh Musa, once you were grazing the flock of sheep of Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, one sheep left the flock and began running. It ran through the bushes, through thorny trees, and O Musa, you ran behind it until you caught it. You began hugging it, and you said, 'Ya Miskina, oh you poor one, oh you poor one, you have tired me and you have tired yourself. You have tired me and you have tired yourself. O Musa, because you showed mercy on my creation, on that basis I chose you as my prophet.'" The hadith says, "Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslim, al-Muslimu akhul Muslim." A Muslim is a brother to a next Muslim. "La yazlimuhu," don't oppress him, no. "Wala yusallimuhu," and don't hand him over to his enemies, don't inform them. "Waman kana fi hajati akhihi kana Allah fi hajatihi." That person who fulfills the need of his brother, Allah is behind fulfilling his need. And that person who removes a difficulty from a Muslim brother, Allah on the day of Qiyamah will remove his great calamity, great problem. "وَمَنْ سَتَرَ مُسْلِمًا سَتَرَ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالِ صَلَاةُ السَّلَامُ." That person who conceals the sin of a Muslim, Allah on the day of Qiyamah will conceal his sins. The hadith says, "Inna rahmati taghlibu ghadabi," أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah's mercy overpowers his wrath and his anger. Dahya Kalbi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the leader of his clan. Time and again Nabi alayhi salam would make dua, "Oh Allah, bless Dahya Kalbi with the gift of Iman." Allah accepted the dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Dahya Kalbi leaves his home to meet Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Jibreel Amin comes down, "O Prophet of Allah, Dahya Kalbi on his way." Nabi alayhi salam takes off his shawl, places it down for him, because إِذَا جَاءَ كَرِيمٌ قَوْمٌ فَأَكْرِمُوهُ. When an honored person comes, then honor him, respect him. So when Dahiya Kalbi radiallahu ta'ala entered, and he saw how Nabi alayhi salam is respecting him, honoring him, he picked up the shawl, he kissed it, and then he began saying, "O Prophet of Allah, teach me the prerequisites of Islam." Nabi alayhi salam said, "O Dahiya, first recite the kalima la ilaha illallah." When Dahiya Kalbi radiallahu ta'ala recited the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, he began crying. He burst out crying. And he said, "O Prophet of Allah, ask Allah, whatever the punishment is, I am prepared for it. If it means I must be killed, I am prepared. If it means I must give away my home and all my possession, I am prepared for it. O Dahiya, what sin did you commit as such that you are so much concerned and so much worried? O Prophet of Allah, I am the leader of my clan, and out of shame, I buried alive with my own hands 70 small little girls." When Nabi alayhi salam heard of this, Nabi alayhi salam is worried. What's going to happen? It's a major sin. Jibreel Amin comes down. Sayyid Dahiya Kalbi, his 60 years of ascribing partnership with Allah and burying alive 70 small little girls, in lieu of reciting the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, Allah has forgiven all your sins. Al-Islamu yahdimu ma kana qabla. When Dahiya Kalbi radiallahu ta'ala heard this, out of extreme happiness and joy, he began crying. He cried, he fell unconscious. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and Sahaba came also began crying. This is when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that if a disbeliever, a kafir who worships idols, commits major sins, turns to Allah, recites once from the bottom of his heart, "Kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah," Allah will forgive and pardon all his sins. Will not Allah forgive an ummati of mine who continuously recites the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah? Most definitely. When this verse was recited, "Qul ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah," say to my servants, "Don't despair from the mercy of Allah." Similarly, this ayat, "وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا آخَرَ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ." Those who ascribe partnership with Allah, and those who killed many people and committed adultery, يَلْقَ أَثَامًا, they have fallen into sins. They have fallen into sins. When this verse was recited and presented to the mushrikeen of Makkah, then Hazrat Wahshi said, "There is no room of forgiveness, reason being, we have ascribed partnership with Allah, we have killed many people, and we have committed many other sins." Allah then revealed the verse, "Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika liman yasha." Allah will not forgive those who ascribe partnership with Allah. Besides this, whoever else Allah wishes, He may forgive. So, Hazrat Wahshi said, "It's the mashiyat of Allah. If Allah wishes, He may forgive. And if Allah wishes, He may not forgive." Allah then revealed the verse, "Qul ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah." Say to my servants, normally I adamant when children get up to mischief, they just wouldn't listen. Then parents get upset. The husband says to his wife, tell him not to enter my house anymore. Not to put his foot anymore in my house. Allah is so kind, so merciful. Despite ascribing partnership with Allah, despite indulging many sins, how Allah addresses His servants, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ Say to my servants who have oppressed their souls, committed plenty of sins, لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ Don't despair. Don't lose hope. Allah will forgive all your sins. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَدْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ Allah's mercy encompasses everything. Once, a sahabi came in the presence of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He was covered with a sheet. And at the end of the sheet was something. He said, O Prophet of Allah, whilst I was walking near a cluster of trees, I heard some noises. So I went in with small nestlings. They had no strength to fly. So I covered them. When I came out, its mother began to fly above me. In other words, telling me, hey, this is not yours, it's mine. So I removed the sheet. Its mother flew and clung to its young ones. I covered them all. O Prophet Allah, and I brought them. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, remove it. When I removed the sheet, the mother was still to its young ones. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then said, but out of that being who sent me with the true deen, Allah loves His servants much more than parents loving their own ones, the young ones. Respected Allah, merely having hopes in the mercy of Allah, it's not sufficient. Until and unless we don't sacrifice and strive for it, it's like a person, like a student, who's writing his final examination, like the boys are writing now. But he doesn't study. He doesn't burn the night lamp. How does he expect to pass? Or like a person, he says, oh Allah, I want a child. But he's not married. Or like a person who's sitting in his house, making dua, oh Allah, give me money. Oh Allah, give me money. Without going out to strive and work for sustenance. Similarly, after striving and working, then place our hopes in the mercy of Allah. Together with mercy goes fear. Al-Imanu bayna raja wal-khawf. Iman is between hope and fear. Like a bird, has two wings. A bird can fly. No bird can fly with one wing. Merely having hope, incorrect. Merely only having the fear of Allah as well is incorrect. Fear and hope goes together hand in hand. How much fear? Respect to Allah, how much fear? As Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says to his son, oh my beloved son, if on the day of Qiyamah you come with plenty of virtuous act and deed, fear whether it's going to be accepted or not in the court of Allah. And oh my son, if on the day of Qiyamah you come with plenty of sins, don't lose hope of the mercy of Allah. In Hadith al-Qudsi, Allah says, if only the believers knew how severe my punishment is, they will not even desire and wish for Jannah. And if only the disbelievers knew my magnitude and the level of my mercy, مَا قَنَّتَ مِنْ جَنَّتِهِ أَحَدٌ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ They will not lose hope of Jannah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to Jibreel Amin, what's the reason? Why is it that I see Mikael alayhi salam never smiling? So Jibreel Amin said, from the time Jahannam was created. From the time Jahannam was created, never Mikail alayhi salam smiled. Respect the elders. There isn't much time. None of us know. We all are sitting in a queue. We all are waiting. None of us know who's next. Whether we will see the month of Ramadan or not. Whether we will see the month of Ramadan or not. Time waits for no man. The past will never return. What lies ahead, you and I don't know. But presently what we have, let us value that. Like a person who is selling a block of ice on a hot summer's day. Praise hot. His concern is worried. The quicker I sell this block of ice, it will be to my advantage. Or else I stand to lose. Similarly, respect the elders. Let us cherish and let us value every moment of the month of Ramadan. And this is what the mercy of Allah is. Derive the maximum benefit during the month of Ramadan regarding the mercy of Allah and the forgiveness of Allah. And before I conclude, respect the elders, a humble request to one and all. Allah on the day of Qiyamah will say that you suppressed your ego. You suppressed your nafs for my pleasure and for the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. You in a hurry to go. But no, you performed the 4 rakat sunnat and muakkidah. You performed the 2 rakat sunnat, although you in a hurry to go. But for my pleasure, you performed it. Nothing is short in the treasure of Allah. Allah will forgive you, inshallah. In conclusion, may Allah guide us. May Allah protect us. At the same time, let us continuously make dua, especially for our brothers and sisters in Palestine. Wa afu da'wan, alhamdulillah alameen.